Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating 18th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Fox is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and 10 Tax Questions the Candidates Don't Want You to Ask. John, that book's been out a while, that last one. Is it still valid? Is those 10 questions still valid for the candidates this year?
They are, and I'm going to update it. I did it in the last three elections, and I'm going to update it in 2016.
Will you be sure to let us know when it's ready? We'll get you on the show and talk about it.
Wonderful.
So let's get back into this tax reform thing. And of course, the point that you keep making in the last segment is tax reform that doesn't address the deficit and the debt is not really a complete job, is it?
Now, you can't just promise people tax breaks. Hillary Clinton does it through by preserving all the tax breaks so far. We haven't seen a rollout on hers. But the Republicans, for example, Donald Trump's, according to the Tax Foundation, a conservative, pro-business, very good tax-exempt organization, analyzed Trump and Rubio and the others. Trump gives to the top 1% a $227,000 per year tax break. Rubio gives $224,000. Bush gives $82,000 to the top. So you can't just promise promise everybody a tax break and not say, what are the consequences?
Does any of the Republicans have a tax policy plan that you like, or that's worth working with?
Well, actually the one that I think has maybe the most potential is Jeb Bush's. It's been plummeting in the polls. Let me just emphasize one other thing which I read, which is really scary. Americans need to hear this. It is a very good analysis. It said if we continue on the current path of deficits by 2040, which is only 25 years from now, about four out of every $5 would be spent on entitlements and interest on the national debt.
Yep. Currently, by the way, we're spending 60% on that.
What's that?
Currently, we're spending 60%, I think.
Yeah, and it's going to go to 80%. So we have to realize.
And guess what? We've got free money right now because interest rates are so low. What are we going to do when interest rates get to 5, 6, 7%? And that's what our government is paying for those bonds. We're going to be spending our budget on interest.
So you know what has to happen, and a fellow in the Washington Post wrote about it, and several have begun to write about it, but politicians don't want to mention it. Instead of cutting everybody's taxes, We need to be able to say, how are we going to pay for what we want to spend? And everybody has a different view of government. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that a lot of middle-class people are not paying very much. This is surprising to people.
Well, we need to broaden the base, John. I think you and I agree on this for sure. We need to broaden the base. We need more people invested in this country.
Yeah, and I think so. There was a wonderful thing.
Isn't that what flat tax would do? What a flat tax would do.
Let me say about the flat tax, which has I'm not a great proponent of the flat tax proposal by Rubio, and which I know Steve Forbes is in the same model because their proposal does not tax any passive income. So people with hundreds of millions of dollars of income.
Is taxes at 15%? Doesn't it?
What's that?
Doesn't it tax it at 15%? If they have a 15% flat tax, it taxes everything, doesn't it?
No. If you look at, for example, Rubio.
Well, those are adjustments, though. Those are things that can be adjusted. I'm not worried about whether it's 15 or 14 or 16, John. I'm not worried about whether your house is included or your house is not included. I'm talking about a completely different way of looking at collecting taxes for our government.
I agree with you. I just want to be clear that the flat tax proposal that is out there, which is really the Rubio's, is the most clear flat tax. It has a 0% tax on all capital gains, dividends, interest. Not the only people who
Wouldn't that be good for a while to get the economy going, John?
No, I think his argument is that it's the people who provide the capital that make business, you know, successful. But it's a combination of workers and capital, and I just think it's
if
wrong.
If you dropped the capital gains tax, can you imagine how much selling there would be and how much money would be put into the economy?
Well, the fact is that most of the tax money in capital gains doesn't go into the business, though. It's just trading. It's one rich person trading
with someone else. But I tell you, I'm going to let you have last thoughts. President Fox.
Yes.
You are now the dictator of America, but you have to come up with a tax code. You got 1 minute to tell us what it should be.
Okay. What I would do is clear out most of the tax breaks and keep only those things that are absolutely essential.
Like the home?
Like only the most essential things, like the earned income tax credits, so to help low-income people
right.
go to work and earn
income. How about your own home, your single-family home deduction?
No, the mortgage interest deduction, you know.
You get rid of that? Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
I would only have a tiny assistance because I think most of the home mortgage interest deduction goes to
would you
people.
Have would you have family deductions for a family?
Yes, I'd make sure there are adjustments for families. I would, but the effect of what I would propose is we'd bring down tax rates for everybody.
Yeah.
And you would have capital gains and earnings, ordinary income tax at the same rate as we did in 1986. And you'd have a tax code that people could fill out simply
right.
themselves. And they would feel if they paid their fair share.
Can I be your vice president when you do this?
You know, I want you to be. I think we'll be co-president.
I want to be your Secretary of Treasury. Hey, John, right. thanks for being here. JohnOfox.com, right?
That's right.
JohnOfox.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thanks.
John Fox, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.